Hey, welcome back to the Positivity Effect Fireside Chats, and I am your host, Dr. Tom. So it's just me today on the mic, but I promise to go deep. But before we get into it, I just want to remind you that the next interview goes live tomorrow, and it's with Aaron Smith, the founder of the Starters Club. Aaron is an entrepreneur who helps other entrepreneurs strategize and realize their dreams. You can catch the interview at positivityeffect.com as well as on iTunes. So guys, if you're enjoying the Positivity Effect, please head over to iTunes and leave a review. It only takes 2 minutes, and those reviews, they mean the world because they help get the word out about this show. Also, if you head over to the website, please subscribe to the newsletter because I'll send you my weekly insights. And I'd also love to hear from you. If you write to me, I'll share your inspiring story of gratitude on the next Fireside Chat. So, this past Monday, we had on Michael O'Neill from the Solopreneur Hour. And, you know, his biggest takeaway, I think, for me, and, you know, he brought it up, and I think it really stuck out, you know, it really stood out to me, is to seek to understand the word contrast. The tendency in life is to compare up. If you ever catch yourself saying, must be nice, then you miss the mark. You know, I'm not as skinny as her, or I'm not as successful as him, or I'm not as talented as her. That kind of inner talk, it does nothing for us. I know in my own life, it's not productive. So next time you catch yourself comparing up, next time that voice in your head pops up and tries to take you out, try this instead. Compare down. It's so easy to forget our blessings. Someone else always has it worse. If you have air in your lungs right now, you're blessed. It's so easy to forget, you know, that what we have in this life, the gifts, the talents, the opportunities, and we squander them. Listen, I'm preaching to myself here because I understand the pain of missed opportunity because I couldn't get over myself. You know, I was going to make a decision to take a different path in school when I first went to college. And, you know, I listened to everybody else, and it took me a while to come around and really find my purpose and find what I wanted to do, you know. And yes, there's always going to be extenuating circumstances. There's always an asterisk. Where someone may feel that they don't have talents or they're just stuck in this dark, dark, deep situation. If that's you, though, I challenge you. I challenge you to really step outside of yourself and try to see what you are grateful for and what you do have in your life. If you're struggling to feel happy or to be happy, you know, it's not something that is given to us. Happiness is a decision. Mike O'Neill, he said, happiness in life is 10% what happens to us and 90% how we respond to the situations that we're in. We aren't entitled to happiness. We have to carve it into our own lives. You're going to have to make that decision. No one can make it for you. Moment by moment, one decision at a time. Don't let life's circumstances dictate how you feel. It's okay to feel pain in a situation. Just use the pain as a lesson and grow from it so you can help others. When your awareness level in life is high, It doesn't matter what's thrown your way. You have the freedom in your mind to choose how you will react. I mean, just as an example, think about Nelson Mandela. He was in prison for all of those years. And up until the day that he died, he forgave his captors. While he was in that dire situation, behind bars, you know, he still had the freedom in his mind to choose forgiveness. He went on to win a Nobel Peace Prize. So every single moment in life, you have the opportunity to choose. Choose positivity. Choose gratitude. Choose love. Choose to serve others. Choose to pay it forward. Choose to do a good deed that goes unnoticed. Choose to focus on empathy. Choose to practice forgiveness. Choose to rebuild broken relationships. The list can go on and on. But just remember that you have the opportunity to choose. It's time to take the road less traveled. Hey, thank you so much for listening to this episode of The Positivity Effect. I promise to keep sharing inspiring stories with the guests each and every Monday. I hope you feel inspired, and I hope that we stirred some self-reflection in you on topics like transparency and compassion and empathy. Please check out the website at positivityeffect.com. Sign up for the newsletter, and I'll send you some tips to get you thinking more positively. I would also love to hear from all of you, so please write to me, because every Sunday I'm going to share an inspiring story from one of the listeners just like yourself. If you have a story where you exhibited compassion towards someone or you paid it forward, I'd love to hear about it. So thanks again. If you love the show, please head over to iTunes, leave a review. It means the world. Take care, and talk to you next Monday.